Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were instructed to always be alert, to watch for persons bringing doctrinal error and division into the church. Let's continue with that study today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
That when you say something, you mean it when it's revolving around the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's Paul. He could say those things that he said about the crown of righteousness based on the Word of God and being careful to maintain good works as according to the Word of God and His leading. But watch thou in all things. Now we're getting on here where he says, watch thou in all things. Watch is to be a guard who is watching. He's got his eyes on what is going on. Now I'm reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. He's got his eyes on what is going on. You're watching just like some of you have cameras in your house that cause the noise coming to your house when somebody's outside trying to sneak around the windows, get into your car or whatever. And you got that. The watch is the idea of the person looking for the enemy to get in. Our enemy is the devil. He's our adversary. Our adversary, the devil. He walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So you always watch. Watch for your home. Watch for our Lord. Watch for his house. Watch, watch, watch. For any enemy or danger in order to warn others and to avoid destruction. Now, one of the reasons I see a lot of the pastors across this land of ours not really standing against what's going on in this country today and in the churches, I mean the contemporary, the toned-down contemporary, both of them are filth, but nonetheless the toned-down contemporary or the woke being taught in the schools or by the politicians or some of the churches themselves. What I want to say is that there's something that's been lost. Something that's been lost. And this is a saying that happens to be true. That saying is, the church has lost its backbone and the church better get some backbone back in it and stand against these things. And when other churches, look, the unity that we're to have, people say, well, you know, you got to have unity among the churches. Okay, but the Bible doctrine is what stands. Okay, we believe in eternal security. Well, no, you can't take that as a stand because some of the other people, other churches don't believe in eternal security. Hey, we stand against this woke stuff. Well, you can't do that. Well, we stand against this and that. We stand for, now we ought to have just hymns, not this rock and roll junk and other stuff like that out of hell. And we got to take a stand against that. And you start saying those things when people say, no, you can't do that. Then you don't have any backbone. Some know what's wrong, and you still don't have backbone. Some parents are letting their daughters go outside dressed, as the Proverbs tells us, in the attire of a harlot, dressed because the world will like her. Yeah, the world will like her, but you don't want the world to like them that way. Now, remember when it said it was a shame for a man to have long hair? Oh, you're legalistic. You're talking about women's dress. You're talking about that. Yeah, I sure am. Because I'm just telling you what God says. Yeah, but that's legalistic. That's Old Testament. The idea about it's a shame for a man to have long hair is in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians and chapter 11. And that the women also in the New Testament be in modest apparel. Not suggestive apparel. Not sexually stimulating material. But that which is holy and acceptable unto God. I don't think that's being preached in some pulpits anymore. Why? Because pastors have lost backbone in this country. You want America to turn around? It's not going to be by elections. It's going to be through the people of God, the local churches having revival, and then going on from there to affect the rest of this country. That is what we need to pray for, by the way, as individual Christians. See, we've got to be in a place where our lives show that we believe what we preach and say, and get ourselves in a position to avoid destruction and help others, warn others about destruction coming. Don't forget, judgment begins at the house of God, not on the woke people, not on the woke institutions, not on the various things of that nature. It begins at the house of God. That's a clear teaching of the Word of God, by the way. Christians, get some backbone about you, and you get some backbone about you if you'll just commit yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, I can do all things through you that will strengthen me, but I know I've got to have your strength. I'm going to walk in your Word. I'm going to walk the direction of the Holy Spirit through the Word, and I'm not going to compromise that for anyone, not even family. Why? Because God is more important than our family, and we need to be an example to our families. The affliction, they may have to take them away from what they could do. We're to do the work of an evangelist. This is another work we must endure to do, to be that witness. The gospel must be witnessed to the lost. And don't let up because others have let up. Make full proof of thy ministry. Now, he's being told, make full proof of thy ministry there in Timothy chapter 4. Make full proof of thy ministry. These are things to be careful to do. Why? We are called into an account to do it. We either count the loss, or we're going to count the gain, which is looking at a crown. And you're either going to be confident at his appearing when we're caught up, those that are saved are caught up, or there are going to be those caught up that are going to be ashamed at his appearing. Now, I've known of people that would not go back to a church because a pastor said something or someone else said something, and it was heard there in front of people, or this happened to them. I know, and this is not a nice illustration, but I know of a man that was in his own daughter's marital ceremony, walking down the aisle, probably needed suspenders and a belt, and he didn't, and his britches dropped. Now, people will laugh at that, and they did then, and he never went back to church again. Okay, now, That was a shame. That was a shame that happened to that man. But that is not his reason to quit. He's using that as a reason to quit. But that does not excuse somebody who was faithful and then quit coming because he got embarrassed. And by the way, if that happened at work, would you quit your job? Would you quit that brings income? Now, think about it. You have a higher standard for God in what you'll do or not do than you do for the world. Okay, it doesn't matter if the world does that, but if God allows this to happen, no. My friend, please awake unto righteousness. Yeah, you're either going to count the lost or you're going to count the cost, what you have lost, or are you going to count the gain, the crown in heaven? Because you maintained those good works, you didn't quit, when you're under fire, and that work was the will of God for you, and it will be profitable. We're looking for financial profit in this life when it is profitable with the riches of heaven. The things that earthly silver and gold just simply cannot afford and cannot pay, and there's not enough of it to pay for the reward, the crowns of heaven. So, those are God's definitions of things as good. You see, it's what God defines as good. It's not what we defined. If so, if that's what you're going on, it is not good for us. But if we go on what God defines, then it is eternally, now get that, eternally profitable unto us. And I think that's what you want. You want it to be profitable. Now, we want to continue here. You know, when we think of this, of verse 1 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, think about that. Time of his departure is at hand. You and I don't know the day the Lord's going to take us out. I mean, I've had two sudden deaths here in my church in the last month. And so, we don't know the time the Lord's going to take us out. It could happen at any moment. The Apostle Paul didn't know when his departure was going to be exactly. But, he says, the time of my departure is at hand. He knew that they were getting ready to put him to death. But you may not know when your death is going to be. So, are you ready if the Lord were to take you today? I'm not saying, are you just saved? I'm saying, are you ready if the Lord were to call you out today? Now, verse 8 of our text is very clear that we be careful to maintain good works as identified by God, not just by what man thinks is good and what's not so good. No, it's what God says. And ask that of yourself. Is this what God wants? Am I doing the specific will of God for my life that he ordained? That he ordained for me, he before ordained it, even before I was saved, he had a plan for me if I received Christ. And so, being proved, are those things being proved in my life? That it shows that I'm ready for a victorious entrance into heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you died suddenly today and you're saved, what would that entrance be? We all must ask that question of ourselves. It's important to question it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.